Blog Talk Radio.
This is a second part to my first one. If you listen to my first show that I did a show basically. I was diagnosed 5 years ago or so with a myopathy, and it's kind of, you know, talking about how I deal with it, how I live with it, what is it, you know, what kind of things are going on. So that's kind of where we're at. So what we're going to talk about, I also, one thing I didn't touch on last week, which I wanted to kind of touch on this week, is I run a support group. I have about 35 to 40 people, and it's a closed group, so like anything they say or whatever, you know, it's just between us. So if you, you know, really want to break down and, you know, really want to say something that's, oh, well, just hard to talk about, you know, you can do that on the group. You can say what you want to say and know that the people that are there understand what you're going through. So that's kind of what's going on here. So also my life, friends, you know, different things like that. So if you didn't listen last time or weren't there, basically what I deal with is I have a metabolic type muscular myopathy, and what that means is I deal with lots of muscle issues, pain issues, stuff like that, and from there I have to learn how to get up every day and how to go and how to do when I'm fatigued and when I'm tired and when I just don't want to go anywhere. And it's something that you kind of just have to focus on and say, okay, you know, yeah, I want to go to the Michigan International Speedway, but I'm having a hard time. So, what do I do? So, you kind of look at it from that standpoint. So, when you look at it, and you sit there and you say, okay, well, yeah, I love going to races. I'm a huge motorsports fan, and those days I don't want to get out of bed. And, you know, one of my good friends, Tammy Schultz, she's having some issues, you know, and I was with her and her husband today because I'm going to house sit for her, and she goes, I'm like her inspiration. I don't know how you get up every day in pain and in fatigue and tired and deal with all this stuff and actually, you know, and she goes, I'd be on disability for her. You know, I'm like, well, I just don't do it. I can't do that. So that's kind of where I'm at, and kind of do what you do, and do what I do, and it's amazing how I don't look at myself as being anything spectacular, but she looks at me as like an inspiration, you know, and I have, like what I talked about last time, I have an invisible disease, because you can't really see it. You can't really sit there and go, well, you know what? Um, And, I have such a hard time, and some people don't see that. You look normal to me. Why do you have a disability placard? Why do you have a license plate? And so when you look at it from that standpoint, you sit there and you go, okay, don't know what's going on here, you know. I know I have an issue, but people just don't see it. And anyone out there, my friends on Facebook, I'm trying to get this thing to send a link to Facebook because it's supposed to automatically do that, but it's not doing it, so I have no idea what's going on. So, and by the time you would hear this, you would already have heard, I mean, but if you hear this, I don't know what's going on, so I'm just kind of playing it by ear, and if you want to listen to me, you're going to have to try to get on Blog Talk and look me up. So, that's kind of what's going on. And basically about 5 years ago, I kind of had pain off and on my whole life, and I got insurance at this job, and my mom was like, you need to get this stuff looked at. And my dad's like a military man, you know, up at 4 in the morning, working until 3 in the morning the next day with, you know, 2 minutes sleep, and that's 65 years old, and here I am 29, 30, 31, 32, and I'm 38, and I'm not as active as he was, and you're just lazy, you just can't do this, or whatever, and it's just something that, okay, Dad, the apple don't fall from the tree. So, well, how can you think I'm lazy when I have his mind? You know, I want to go, I want to do, and when you can't, it sucks. And you know, the song by The Police, King of Pain, I relate to that song 100% because that's who I am. And, you know, that's hard. And I just learned to deal with it and just learned to keep going and doing. And one of the ways that really helped me is when John Kincaid, my muscular dystrophy doctor, said, well, there ain't no, there's no support group. You're not really this, you're not really that. And I'm like, you know, what would Jesus do? He didn't sit down and just say, okay, I'm just going to wait for something to come up to help these people. I'm not just going to wait. No, he went up and did. And I got on Facebook and started a support group. And once we started to get really active, it was already closed because of inactivity. So, I mean, it's still up and you can still post. And, you know, I have some people in there and that I almost do anything for. And I would love to be able to go to Australia to see some of my friends that are from there, but that's a lot of money, and I'm broke. But, you know, I mean, but it's a place where you can go and you can talk about life with someone that understands you and gets it and understands what you're going through. So it's just one of those things that it's hard if you don't deal with this stuff every day and they can't see it. Then they have, you know, it's not like, okay, you broke your arm so bad the bone's sticking out of the skin. Well, yeah, you can tell you're hurt. This, you can't. It's an invisible disease. You can't see it. And I just basically try to keep going and doing as much as I can. The big thing I'm trying to get at with me is it's a brain versus body. Okay, my mind wants to go and run a marathon or whatever, but my body says, I'm sore, I'm hurting, Lord help me, okay? And just in case someone actually has gotten onto here, if you'd like to call in and chime in, the number to call in is 718-305-6950. It's the number to call in if you want to ask questions or whatever. And I get in arguments with a lot of people because I am very pro-cannabis. I support medical cannabis. I mean, you go back to 1950, they took the tobacco that's in cigarettes, put it and steeped it like a tea, and poured it on rats and produced tumors. And they tried to cover up how dangerous tobacco was and is. Medical cannabis is kind of like the same thing. They try to cover up how good it is and how well it works, and because you can't patent it, you can't really make tons of money off it as a pharmaceutical company. And if you can use medical cannabis and eliminate 5 prescriptions, why wouldn't you? Pharmaceutical company won't want that. I mean, I remember when I was a little kid, you can go to the pharmacy and just, they had a little refrigerator. Like you'd have in college. Open it up, you can pull out your insulin, take your insulin. My mom goes, they better find a cure for this. And I'm like, they got to do something. And this guy's like, ma'am, just on the amount of insulin supplies I buy alone, they'll never find a cure. It's too lucrative. Look at how much you have to spend on insulin and syringes and needles and alcohol swabs and sugar tablets and glucose monitor and strips. That's profit. Is there a cure for diabetes? I can't say. Is there a cure for Lyme disease? I can't say that. But when it comes down to it, you can see how they would not want to have a cure with all the profit involved. You know? And like the pain management class is good. Well, you need to try everything, not just pain meds. I'm like, I do. Wait a minute, I can't try medical cannabis. It's illegal. I'd go to jail. But one thing that has changed my life is I support and wear Z-Coil footwear. And the only way you get these shoes is if you have someone that recommends them. And these shoes are amazing. And if you go to YouTube and look up Z-Coil, you'll get a video where they describe the shoes. And the only way you can get them is if someone like me recommends them. Like I said on my last show, I was there, and this lady's like, you know, looking to get a pair. And this, she goes over to Stephanie Dion, and she goes, that guy, we're not shutting up about those damn shoes. And she's getting kind of frustrated, and Stephanie's like, well, I know he won't shut up because they work. They're incredible. They've changed his life. He's pretty much taken half of his medications than he used to, like cut his medications in half. He doesn't wear $190 leg brace. That's what my friend Tammy, that's not doing too well, and they're trying to find out what's going on, and in the house they're for, she's like, you don't know the twos. I've only met her husband a couple times, and I was out there today to see her, and she's like, you don't understand, Bob. I've never seen him without a brace until I came back and he had these shoes. These have changed his life. And, you know, she's one that calls me inspiration, and I guess you can call me that. You know, I don't look at it like that. I just do what I do. I just want to live my life as normal as possible. If I can't function, how am I going to do my job? That's what I tell people. All you want to do is get high. Well, let me tell you something. If I want to get messed up, there's a lot better pharmaceuticals out there that I can use if I really want to get messed up or high or stoned or whatever. You know, there's morphine, there's clozapines, there's, you know, all kinds of heavy-duty painkillers. I don't want those. The medications I take are enough, and I try to limit my use of those. So it's just one of those things that, you know, I get in so many arguments with people, and I don't like to argue. I look at all sides. Okay, you may not be for gun control. You may support guns like I do. If you don't support guns, you should, okay, yeah, I understand you don't want to support guns, but you should at least accept the people that choose to have them. Like a Gander Mountain has a thing, and it says, you know, with rights come responsibilities, you know. And same thing with medical cannabis. There's this, you're always going to have someone that's going to abuse the system. I'm, you know, I don't support it for anyone to use it. I support it for people that truly need it. You know, when you're 39 years old and you have a disability placard, you know, it's just, I can say I do get depressed sometimes. So it's kind of me and what I go through and what I deal with, you know. I mean, it's not picture perfect, but, you know, but I am what I am and I do what I do. And so friends are a big thing for me because I guess I'd call myself very shy, you know, and I do my own thing. I am the type of person that when I'm with somebody, I just like, okay, well, when is the phone call going to stop? When are they going to, like, all of a sudden not get a hold of them, not be able to talk to them, and, you know, because I am who I am, you know, take me or leave me. I miss my apathy. If most people, I believe in my experience, are going to jump up and down, whether you can or not. And so, and that's kind of where it is, you know. That's kind of what I feel, you know. It's like, okay, if you run marathons and you want to run a marathon, you're going to run a marathon. You're going to run a marathon. If I can't do it, most people, then I can't do it. Sorry. And it's just hard because, you know, there are people I'm sure out there that really would give their all for you. But in my experience, I kind of see people as, okay, I'm going to do what I do, and if you like me, that's great. If not, you're on your own. And so I kind of look at it like that, you know. If I'm with someone and they can't do certain things, well, then they can't do certain things. That's not going to keep me from being the friend or not doing nothing. So I'm still going to do what I do. You know, and I want them to do what they do. And if, you know, if I run and they can't, hey, we're going to need a chase vehicle. You want to do that? How can they be a part of you and still be a part of life? Okay, like if you want to go to the bars and the clubs, maybe they can't go for as long as you can. So how can you incorporate them in your life so that you're doing what they're doing and they're doing what you're doing, but you're accommodating them? And that's what I have a wall because of things that have happened in my life that I just, like, I am what I am and I am who I am. And I don't want to deal with it. I'd rather have nobody than sit there and wonder, okay, well, you know, are they going to be there when I need them? Because, you know, I'd be there for them in a heartbeat, but would they be there for me? So it's one of those things for me that, you know, I'm just kind of like, I just assume that a lot of people are going to do their own thing. And when they do their thing, I'm going to do my thing. So, you know, if they can join me, they can. If they can't, they can't, you know. Because I can only do this much, so I'm going to be doing this and this. And if you can join me and do the stuff that I do, that's fine. If not, that's fine. Because I'm just so used to people that will do their own thing. And if you can't, you know, they're into dumpster diving, let's say, and if you can't do it, they're just going to do it, and they're just going to leave you in the dust. And that's my experience, and at least in my life. I mean, not that to say that not everyone's like that, no, but a lot of people, well, I'm not going to give up. I run marathons. I don't give it up for you. Okay, well, then that's fine. But don't not incorporate me in your life. Don't say, well, okay, well, if you can't marathon run and you can't work out, I got to find someone because I want to work out. You know, I always joke that I'm in sickness because if you ever see the movie Courageous, great movie, you know, it's true what they say, you know. When you look at life, you know, most marriages, it's in sickness and in health till death do us part. It's not just in health. It's not like, okay, as long as you're healthy, I'll be with you. But if you're not in health, you're not in good health, and you're not vibrant, out the door with you. You know, and that's something that a lot of people, I think, they look at you as healthy. And if they were to look at you and say, okay, well, in 10 years, he's going to have issues where he's in a wheelchair, can't walk. They would really probably very heavily think about not being married to the person. Well, I kind of have that ability. I'm that type of person that I have that. So, you know, I can say, here you go. I got a disability part to this, what's going on. You want to be with me, that's fine. If not, no. I'm being up front. So that's how I live my life, because I know where I'm coming from and what I'm doing. You know, I know I have sickness already. Can't pass it on. It's, you know, you can't get it from me. But it's one of those things that when you look at it, I know if someone's going to be with me from day one, because they see that disability plaque, that they want to stay. I know they want to stay. If they don't, then they're not going to stay. I don't have to, you know, most people are just stuck on who they are and what they want, and you never think about life's short, man. When I came back from Philadelphia that night, I found that someone I'd known for a very long time had been killed, and it was a shocker, man. It hit me to the core. And you never marry someone assuming, okay, they're going to be in a wheelchair, they're going to die, this or that, you know. But if you look at someone like me, they'll see the placard and never hear from them again. And that's why I'm very, very cautious about what I do and who I do it with. I want to know that the person is going to be there. That's that. It doesn't, you know, that's why I did this show. I'm like, this is who I am. I'm not afraid to talk about who I am and what I have. And, you know, it's like Ryan White for so long. Oh, my God, can't touch him. Huh. Like, no. Learn about something before you pass judgment on it. And it's just when you see people that are young kids that deal with it and stuff in my support group, and you're just like, wow. And one of the people on there, young girl, actually is an inspiration to me, because when I see what she does, and, you know, and your heart goes out to her, because you know what's going on, because you deal with that kind of thing, and she has a different type of myopathy, but she still goes through the same things like I do. And, you know, when one of my friends said this, I've known for a very long time, she goes, I'm going to say something, and I don't mean to offend you, but you're afraid to do stuff. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, because you don't know if your body's going to be gay. Well, let's say you, because I do cakes on the side, I'm a chef, and let's say you open up like a diner. How do you know? You don't know when your body's going to be there for you or not be there for you, okay? Today you may be hurting so bad that, you know, you can take an ocean's worth of morphine and not be enough. And you just don't know when your body's going to cooperate, when it's going to be, okay, well, I got so much to do today, but I don't even feel like getting out of bed, where today I don't have much to do, and I feel like actually halfway like a normal person. So, and I kind of feel that way. It's like, I don't know what I want to, what to do in some days, because it's like, well, is my body going to cooperate? Because if I make plans to do this, is my body going to cooperate? Am I going to be, well, I can still go, but it may not be worth half a darn, you know? So, it's just different. It's something that a lot of pieces are coming together. Things that, when I was younger, I thought maybe I didn't practice enough at the jobs or whatever, and it just, you know, that's why I wasn't producing stamina in mine. And you find out that a lot of things that I've kind of kept to myself, now everyone has this, everyone deals with this, everyone has that. And then you find out that, no, they don't. So, it's just a real eye-opener, and I just try to spread the word, because that's who I am, and just, you know, try to, if you want to say myth bust, you know, try to pull down the barriers, you know. I kind of stay a lot to myself because when I get home from work, I'm exhausted and I'm tired. It doesn't mean I don't want to go out or do anything. My body's wanting to do 100 miles an hour and do a bunch of stuff, but my mind is like all that. My body's like, okay, I just want to curl in a coffin and just close the lid on it and rest for, you know, 9 hours, you know. So it's kind of, and the body and the mind is the hardest thing to deal with this, is having your mind wanting to do one thing and your body shutting down and not being able to do something. So it's great that I feel I have a gift that I can at least share with others my experience of what I've gone through and through my support group and help people out and say, yeah, you got a kid that has issues, and, you know, I'm here to tell him that he can get up and do, and he's going to have limitations, sure, but he can get up and he can do, and he can go, and it's not can you do it, it's how. How can we adapt my issue, since I don't have a gas station in my body, as after about 20 minutes or so, it's running a car with no oil, an eighth of a tank of gas, no transmission fluid, all this stuff. Okay? You know, that's what I deal with. How can we do stuff so that it can accommodate me? You know, how can we do stuff to accommodate? So, okay, you guys want a marathon run and I'm your friends, okay, how can I be involved in a way so that, since I can't marathon run, can I do this? Can I do that? You know, can I drive a truck? Can I ride a truck and do stuff like that? Can I have that way of doing that? And that's one thing that you kind of look at, you know, can I do, how can we adapt this to me? That's basically, I guess, I'm trying to get, you know, how, that's kind of what the basis of my show has been, is, you know, you have friends, but most of them, okay, you can't weightlift, I weightlift, I want nothing to do with you. Where other people, I have met people that, okay, we'll do what you can do, and some people don't really know, because I just kind of keep to myself. I just do what I do. I don't try to, yeah, I got this issue. If you want to know, I'll be happy to sit down and talk and tell you, hey, this is what's going on. But if you don't, okay, then you don't, you know. But I just do what I do, and I live my life, and I thank a lot of it to God, you know. I just, you know, because there's a lot of people that are more worse off than me, you know. Like this, I'll kind of leave you with this. I went up to one of my good friends who's not doing too well, and I said, would you pick my nose if I had no arms? And that's how you would pick a friend, you know? If you have a friend, would you Would you marry someone? Would they pick your nose if you had no arms? That's the sign of true love. And I'll talk to you later. Bye.